You're with SBS Radio.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo širom Avstralije in po svetu. Z nami imamo gosta, ki je dobro znan na naši oddaji. To je član Sveta Republike Slovenije za Slovence po svetu za New South Wales in tudi član odbora kluba Triglav Walter Schuber. Danes pa nam bo več spregovoril o novem klubu, ki bo za aktivnosti v drugi, mogoče tretji generaciji avstralskih Slovencev v okolici Sidneja. Najprej pa seveda lep pozdrav Walterju na slovenski oddaji.
Dobar dan tebi, Tanja, in tudi poslušalcem.
Maybe we'll change to English to make it easier for you to talk about this particular topic. From what I'm hearing, there's a new cycling club that has been started in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit more about this club. How did it come about and what's the purpose?
Primarily what we wanted to do was to actually engage our younger Slovenian generation that's coming through now, which is our second and third generation, that are willing to participate in activities other than just going to traditional club gatherings and, you know, friendship sort of groups that we have. The whole idea is actually to get people out there to be able to participate with a group of people that are like-minded and want to have some fun, do some good stuff for themselves, which is being fit or getting fit, just, you know, getting to know each other.
How do people get involved in this? I understand you have a number of people already signed up.
Yeah, look, at what we've done is we put a proposal for getting 50 members initially, and then from these 50 members, what we actually have now is about 30 people that have actually genuinely signed up. Out of these 30, we've got the opportunity of giving them jerseys that we've actually got now with the help of our friends in Slovenia. Dr. Zvona Žogon assisted me in that area. And of course, Klub Triglav Mounties have supported this program by putting quite a bit of cash in there to be able to get these very attractive looking jerseys for our members.
Have you guys already got together for your first outing? And is there a particular purpose other than just to get together? I understand there was initially a thought of going in a cycling race.
Yes, yes, that's the whole idea is actually probably at the end of the year do a couple of charity events. So in other words, we get people together and those who wish to do a charity event like the Sydney to Wollongong cycling, which is not a race, it's more of a charity event. So what we've done is just so if I can explain, the intention is to actually set up a Facebook page to let people know about the cycling team, but more importantly about what events we're coming up or functions that we're looking at, et cetera, et cetera. The intention is to actually firstly get everybody that's signed up in individual sort of little groups around Sydney. Some people may choose to be closer to the M7 and pop in and go for a bit of a ride and get their jerseys. Somebody suggested we go on Canvan Valley away. There's a nice cycle way there as well. We could do that. The Bay Run, there's a fantastic opportunity there as well. So there's a couple of locations that we'll pick in the coming weeks to actually draw the people that have actually signed up to get together. Give them the jerseys and maybe go for a little run and a coffee at the end of it to have some fun. And then what we'll do is we will then put a program together where additional people can join us and people that are interested in joining us just for a ride are more than welcome to do so. And just basically just to get the activity up and going. Now, the whole idea of this is to, again, draw people together, have the opportunity of socialising in a manner that they would like to, as opposed to, you know, some of the more traditional ways of doing it. And down the track is to maybe expand this whole idea into doing a track or go for a walk, going for, you know, mountaineering or whatever the case may be. So in other words, what we're trying to build on is an activity-based group of people that would like to do things outside and enjoy Mother Nature and have a good time.
So how can they contact you, I guess, from that perspective to be able to be involved in this cycling club initially?
I've actually sent some emails to various people. Obviously, go through your club and come through to me as well if you haven't got my email address. The other issue is that we will be, once we actually set up this Facebook page, Tanya, we'll get people to hopefully, you know, spread that word around to various people and hopefully get people to join that way. Look, as much as I want, you know, the first generation and second generation to get involved in this, because everybody's welcome, there's no question. If you're 80, 90, it doesn't matter, right through to, you know, 9 and 6 years of age, it doesn't matter, as long as you can ride or would like to ride and have got some ability to do that. It's not a race, so people don't need to think that they are going to get exerted or anything like that. It's at your pace to have some fun and enjoy. But more important is to actually bring new people in that have, you know, thought, well, I'm not going to go and do that. I'd rather do something different, or, you know, I'd rather spend my time enjoying myself, doing something outside. Well, this is an opportunity for you. You know, let's make most of it.
So as long as they have a bike and, of course, a helmet.
That's it. They've got to be safe. Safety first, Tanya, every time, absolutely. That's critical.
And of course, they can get a jersey from you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much again today for telling us a little bit more about this first mm-hmm. part of the cycling club, and possibly leading to some sort of activity-based club in the future. And yep. We hope you get many more people joining you.
No worries. Look, thank you very much for your support. Really appreciate it. And sviđanje, mete se dobro, in upamo da se slušamo. sbs.com.au